exceptional, wonderful team of people that work behind the scenes here on the show. They work harder than any of us here in the studio. And I'm going to name one in particular at the moment, Blake. We love Blake. Blake's only been part of our team for a month or two now.
Oh, the work experience kid.
Well, he's assistant producer.
I like to call him a producer, but yes, Fev, Dave, you call him the work experience kid. Now, he did something.
We pay with it with my vouchers, I think.
Shopper dockets.
He did something a week or two ago, and it's just changed everything. He got a haircut, and what happened was he went from being Blake, the guy that gets Fev lots of, you know, coffees and jaffles through the show, and now he's Channing Tatum, and it's uncanny. So much so, if you head to our Instagram page, we're going to put up a comparison. Mm. Now, Blake, when we started calling you Channing Tatum, obviously...
Refer to him as Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Did that surprise you? Do you take that as a compliment?
Absolutely, but funnily enough, and I'm not absolutely blowing my own trumpet, but I have heard it before when I do get haircuts.
Try to stay humble, when you get your chance on air. Try to come across as, you know, like likeable.
I haven't heard it before at all.
I've got a few. Our beautiful producer whose last show is today, Bridge.
Yeah, Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Her last show today, and she's leaving us, which is...
very
sad. She looks like Philippa Northeast a little bit.
That's her sister.
Oh, is it?
The star of Home and Away, Philippa Northeast.
Yeah.
That's uncanny. I should say that. She'd be happy with that.
She hates that. But there's also someone else in our team, Dave Thornton, who looks like Scott Disick.
Yes, these are all good doppelgangers.
Happy with that, though? Because, I mean, he's stoked with Channing Tatum.
Well, no, because the thing is, surprise, surprise, there's a black spot in my life for the Kardashians, despite the fact I've been working here for 5 years. Then when people go, Scott Disick, I'm like, who's that? They're like, the prick, the guy that cheated on the Kardashians. And I'm like, well, it's not my fault. What do I do? All
right. And I've got one close to home, Boxy.
Oh, okay.
My ex-wife, now fiancée, Schnooksy, she looks like Rihanna.
Oh, yeah, with
the
forehead.
The first time you said this, I went, no, I do not see it. And now you've shown me comparative photos, and
it's
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
How much Alex looks like Rihanna. But it's interesting. Let's go back to Blake for a second. So there was a suggestion, and maybe, Byron, you said this, that you think that's a favourable comparison
for
Blake.
I absolutely said it. So you would be stoked, if you were Blake, you would be stoked to be called Channing Tatum, without doubt.
And there is someone else.
You've said stuff like he's a poor man's Channing Tatum, which I think is a bad turn of phrase.
Private conversation, but still, he'd be happy with it.
And I think this is the area we're trying to head to, is favourable comparisons. Because you mentioned somebody that works in the radio company that you think looks like Princess Diana Fev.
That was favourable.
And Byron and I both went... no, that is for her, that particular person, that's really...
Well, I think she does. She used to work at this station, actually, but I think she looks like Princess Di.
Yeah.
One of the most beloved and beautiful women of all time.
I think she does.
She would take that. That's all I'm saying. She'd go, thank you, I'm happy with that. As Fief would with this one. Remember when Justin Bieber dropped into the studio and the Biebs has said this to Fief?
You look a little bit like Cameron Diaz.
Oh, my goodness, Justin, no one's ever said that to me.
No one's ever said that.
That's amazing.
You would take that. You would be happily taking that.
That was gross.
I took it. What was gross about it?
I saw you just point to the audio grab, like, play it.
Often when people say I look like Brad Pitt, I'd take that.
You look nothing like Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
What about Byron and Gargamel? Were you happy with that one?
No, that's an unfavourable, the opposite of this phoner. Give us a call if someone said you look like celebrity and you've gone, hell yeah, I'll take that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron on Instagram. We've got the split screen, Fief. We've got our producer, our assistant producer, Blake, next to Channing Tatum on our Instagram. Now, we've said like if you agree, comment. Now, we're having a bit of fun saying, Blake looks nothing like Channing Tatum. That's
no, I think
generous.
He does look like him.
You do. And so does a lot of the girls who are on Instagram. Oh. Mary Mastro says, hot.
Oh, Blake.
Brooke Stephanie Fit says, yeah, I see it a little bit. Claire Pollock says, true. Tiff Park says, Blake is hot.
I reckon
Blake.
Hang on a second. Someone's handle is fit at the end?
Well, you know.
That's confident.
I reckon that he should have maybe pouted a little bit more and he would have looked exactly like him. But
we'll redo the photo shoot.
It's got the same chin, same forehead. The hair's on, but just he's more, instead of...
Right, that was quite visual.
There's a suggestion from some people that it's a very favourable comparison. And this is the thing, when somebody says you look like someone and you go, oh, we'll take that. Like when Justin Bieber said it looked like Cameron Diaz. I know I look nothing like Cameron Diaz.
You took it.
Well, it's such a huge compliment. I don't believe it. But yeah, I will take that.
A mate's dad, everyone thought he looked exactly like Mr. Bean. How are you going to bring that up? You know what I mean?
No, he's not taking that. With that. You're not going, thank you, I love it.
Todd in Hampton. Hi, Todd.
Good morning.
Todd, who have you said you look like and you will absolutely take it?
I've been told a couple of times that I look like Ryan Reynolds, and I will take that.
Oh, take it. Take that to the bank. Todd, do you?
So I think, like, when he was younger, like, do you remember he was in that sitcom, like, Two Guys and a Pizza?
Two Guys and a Pizza.
Oh, it's a bit of that. Yeah, you don't want Deadpool Ryan Reynolds. Like, you want, nah. Yeah, you're right, you want young one. That makes sense.
Got peak,
that's a good one.
Peak Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, you're getting an A-grade Hollywood star there. Mm. Wade in Mill Park. Hi, Wade.
Hey, how's it going?
Wade, you've been given a compliment. Very favourable. Who do you look like?
One girl back in the day, so I look like Taylor Lautner. This is when peak of the Twilight days.
Oh. That's good. Wade, like, are you still looking Taylor-like?
Oh, just getting a bit older now, not really. just straight out of school, I was looking pretty good, so.
Actually, Wade, you know what? Don't be fazed by that, because let's be honest, where's Taylor?
Good point.
I mean, talk about a Hollywood star that's just disappeared.
Team Jacob, and then
where's he?
Disappeared.
He's just disappeared.
I do think Taylor's the opposite. He's now walking around Hollywood saying he looks like this guy.
Yeah, he looks like Wade. Kate in Doreen. Hi, Kate.
Hi, babe. How you going?
Yeah, good. Kate, who have you been compared to that's very, very complimentary?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, that is good. Good.
Wait a second. Fev's got some breaking news. What's the news, Fev?
Oh, don't.
What?
Nothing.
No, what?
What is it?
Didn't she, that person die?
What?
That Reese, what's her name?
Witherspoon.
No, with a knife. Boom!
Oh, sorry, you say she got stabbed, mate. Stabbed, and then it's like Witherspoon.
That's his
go-to Witherspoon joke. Fev, he just blew out my headphones. I'm deaf.
Yeah, Fev's actually ruined the entire studio, and now none of us can hear in our headphones, so we're going to take a break.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
And you can call us anytime you like. 131060 is the number here at the Fox. Good morning.
Good morning. John Snow speaking. Long-time listener, about 6 times caller.
King of the North!
The very one. Well, I'm more than that, but you haven't caught up in the last season, so I don't want to drop some spoilers. But
well, that is a spoiler in itself.
It's all there. You could have just watched it. But just called up, ladies and gentlemen, because it's September 1st. You know what that means? Winter's over. God, there goes my branding. I was all, winter's coming, now it's done. But look outside, it's so freezing. Is it over? It could freeze your ghoulies off. Everyone could turn into Theon Greyjoy. Bit of a spoiler there as well. Maybe I should go. All right, then. Jon Snow out.
27 past 7 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Happy Father's Day to all you guys.
We've got three
studio.
Fathers here. Which is exciting.
It's all about you guys.
Yes. What do I get? It's my first one. What do I get?
Well, I don't know. She's probably not old enough to buy anything.
Ask
so
a 10-month-old.
Yeah.
What a tight ass.
Well, when they go to primary school, Dave, they have a Father's Day stall. So they all go in and they have a Mother's Day store as well. And yesterday was the Father's Day stall. And I got the email to say you've got to give your kids the money to go get the Father's Day stall. And I read it and I was like, $7 maximum? Come on. Father's Day.
What in the past, what has it been?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Alex would give like 5 and I'd give another 10 just to get an extra couple of little presents. But I think Mother's Day store's $10. Father's Day is like 7. I'm like, come on, what can they buy for $7?
What do
you
they
get
have
a Happy
at the
Meal
store?
For that?
Because when I was a kid, it was ashtrays. You'd get your dad an ashtray.
Old school.
That's so true.
My kids know me well. I often get like a bottle opener or a stubby holder.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something along those lines. But Lulu went yesterday and got some presents. And then when she came home last night, she was doing the card and I wasn't allowed to look. And she took it out of the box and she was wrapping it up. Very cute. And today at their school, they've got Father's Day breakfast at 7:30. So Lulu's like, I refuse to go to school. Because my dad's not going to be there.
Aww.
I'm not going to go. But she's obviously going to go to school. But it starts at 7:30. And they've got a Father's Day Mass at 9 o'clock, which I also miss.
Yeah.
So they're going to sing a song to the dads about how much their dads mean to them. So she sung it to me last night, and I sort of sneakily recorded some of it.
Oh, this is cute, because she knew you weren't going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh. You gave me a heart and gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and gave me a child. And I just thank you, Father, for making me. Oh. Because you gave me a heart.
That's so cute.
So that's nice, isn't
thank
it?
You, father.
So she sat there and played it while I was watching The Batch.
I know.
So I had to put it on pause.
I won't lie. I saw these Insta stories last night. There's Lulu just, you know, with all her heart giving you this beautiful message. And there's Maddie J on pause in the background. I'm like, I can imagine at some stage you went, okay, honey, now move aside. Yeah. She's watching TV.
So she sang the song. And for all the fathers out there, have a happy Father's Day. You two boys, have a happy Father's Day. And the best Father's Day is just spent with your kids. Doesn't matter what presents you get. So
happy
I'm looking
Father's
forward
Day to my
to
dad too.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, we've always or we've never wanted to be on the receiving end of a booty call. But now,
well,
beware daters. If you're on the dating scene, beware the foodie call.
Well, sounds good.
Now, the foodie... well, you're not dating, so it doesn't apply to you. So the foodie call is people using dating apps for free food. So with the rise of dating apps, it's never been easier to order a foodie call. This is essentially, and somebody has admitted to this, that they know it's bad, but the foodie call is when you're not necessarily interested in a guy or girl, both sexes, but you're very interested in eating out that night.
So
this is amazing.
So you mean, like, if you send an eggplant emoji, people actually want the eggplant?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So girls have admitted in anonymous surveys that they swipe right. Is that, I've never done Tinder. Is that what you do? Is right when you're interested? Or
none of us would have a clue.
We're looking out the window. Left is interested. Leon, is that right?
Leon yep. Sugar, an executive producer of our show. You spend plenty of time on Tinder.
Yeah, correct.
So,
Leon, what's your Tinder handle, Leon?
Swipe right.
So I thought it was swipe right. But anyway, apparently girls are not necessarily interested in a guy, but they're swiping left.
Leon's furiously Googling it now.
I think it's swipe right, but Leon often gets swipe left. So he's just not quite sure.
He's confused.
He's confused because he never has a match.
Why is everyone in our team but
Leon? Could anyone out there who's ever been on Tinder let us know?
That's right.
Blake's
all over it.
Blake says right.
Okay, so girls are swiping right for free food, not necessarily being interested in a guy, and 13, 10, 60.
So it's Uber dates.
It's essentially,
kind of.
Yeah, it's not a booty call. It's a food call.
You have Uber for drives, Uber Eats for food, and Uber Dates
Uber
if you want to
dating.
Go out on a date and eat for free.
Well, imagine dating an Uber driver. Oh, wow. Just really,
13, this is Fev's dream diary.
This is amazing.
13, 10, 60. Is this happening in Melbourne? Are you prepared to admit? Yeah, you love a good foodie call. It's midweek. Maybe you're not getting paid till Friday. You're like, I'd love to go out for dinner tonight.
Head out to
I'll
the fat
go
duck.
On a date and hopefully that person will pay for dinner.
So can I break it down? So, Boxy, I want to go out for a date with Byron. And just say Byron. I'm just saying Byron because he's in my wheelhouse right there.
Yeah.
You can see me there.
I'm hungry. I want to go to Coco's for dinner. And I swipe Byron right and say, mate, can you take me out for dinner? He takes me out for dinner. I sit down. I eat the menu.
Yeah.
And then I get up and walk out and say, thanks, man.
That's exactly what it is. But as if Byron would ever take you to Coco's.
Well,
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The foodie call, it's a dating trend. Move over the booty call, it's when you go out on a weeknight, weekend, and you're going for a free meal. Because really you want to eat out. You don't really like the guy. Oh. You just want a free
The elephant in the room. Can you combine the both?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
That's called a date. Eating and hanging out with someone.
Yasmin in Melbourne. Hi, Yasmin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yasmin, do you do a foodie call every now and then?
I'm going to drop a friend in. Crystal, her name is. Ooh. She's going to hate me. So she was seeing this Uber driver, and she would see him about 3 times a week, and he would bring her food every single time. Well, he would bring all of us food because I was always with her. And that's the only reason why.
So did he become aware that really he was just bringing food over to the house and maybe she wasn't interested in him?
Well, she would never do anything with him anyway, but bringing food to the house, I think he was a little bit aware because it started to get bigger portions.
What's this Uber driver's name?
Well,
where's he delivered to?
Oh, you'd like to get in touch.
Yeah, I want to give him a buzz.
He can get a guaranteed 5-star rating.
Oh, Yasmin.
I reckon Alex would approve of that relationship too, because it would save some cash.
Heaps of cash.
Danielle in Wyndham. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, this is really going to stop. It's totally killing it out there. And the guys are onto it because whenever I hook up with somebody, they're like, oh, do you want to only go out for a meal with me or are you actually interested in me?
So they're asking before you even meet them.
all you're doing is messaging, and they're already saying, like, we're getting downgraded to coffee because these people are coming out only for meals.
So, Danielle, I hear you. You're actually annoyed. You're miffed because girls are ruining this for you. They're for other girls.
They're taking the total romance out of a romantic dinner.
Foodie girls have destroyed the whole game.
If you've had girls swiping right on you as a guy, and you've taken out 10 girls, and they've taken the dinner and then run, and very clearly, you would start to go.
Your guard's
hang
up.
Hang on a second.
This isn't working out.
This is no good. Yeah. Thanks, Danielle.
Ruining dating, the foodie call.
Yeah, there we go. Right on 8 a.m. at the Fox. Hey, all the celebrities are lining up to play Are You Smarter Than? Now that they know it's an event spectacular, Are You Smarter Than, our quiz, a big-name celebrity will join us in the next 20 minutes.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Guys, thanks for noticing. Personal training is going well.
You've been wearing the gear for about 2 weeks. Are you actually attending the actual sessions?
I've been to a couple of sessions. Yeah. I think 3 or 4.
Okay.
Feb, you'd say the results are already showing.
We don't need to talk now. You nailed that.
But I'm not going to lie, and I have said this before. I have taken about a year off exercise, and I'm here to tell any beginners, very difficult to get back in. And you even get to an age where you start going, this is a lot harder than when I was 22 and went, oh, I'll just take a year off exercise. Can't afford to anymore.
I've been retired for 8 years boxing. Last time I went to gym.
Wow.
Is that right? Yeah. You've been playing footy for 8 years.
Yeah, but I stand in the goal square. You do more on your gym gear than I do when I play footy.
Well, I did have, as you recall, after my first PT session with Steve, who's amazing, Scuba Steve. He's doing a great job and he's very encouraging for me. But after my first session, I couldn't walk for a week. I had to pick up one leg and then pick up the next leg to move.
You did that function where you were speaking and it got to a point where you got a round of applause just for walking onto the stage.
McGrath high tea for the wonderful Jane McGrath Foundation.
Yeah. Stephen's got a few strings to his bow, don't he? Actor, Jim.
No, different, no.
Oh, it's not her boyfriend, Stephen.
Because his name's not actually Stephen.
Yeah, don't confuse it.
But no, Scuba Steve is my trainer.
Do you call him Scuba Steve?
No, I don't.
Where'd that come from?
Because that's his
Scuba
name.
Scuba Steve.
Yeah, that's his name. But anyway, he's doing a great job. But yesterday I was working out with a girlfriend and I'm not going to lie.
Who was it?
That I did a move. We did something. It's a new move that I'm not familiar with, which is called slam ball. Oh. Now, if anyone knows what slam ball is.
It's a medicine ball?
It's a medicine ball. You pick up like a 10 kilo, maybe 6 in my case, and you pick it up, you put it over your head and you smack it down. Yeah. Now, my girlfriend was
Who's
so...
Who's your girlfriend?
I know who your girlfriend is. You're not a name dropper, but look, can we just
Who's
call
your
it?
Girlfriend?
I know who she works out with.
Anyway, so
it's
as I'm...
Fev. It's Danny Minogue.
Picking up the ball and throwing it down, it was distracting her so much that she actually had to run behind a boxing bag and laugh. And I thought, what have I done that's so embarrassing? So she recorded this for me to play it back. And I'm now embarrassed to play it back to you. But Fev, essentially, this is when I'm doing slam ball, this is what she and Scuba Steve have to put up with.
Byron, I don't have many words, but now we know how all the people at the Quest feel.
Oh, that's
I
such
don't
a sad
go to the Quest.
She doesn't hang out at the Quest.
She's got this running gag that my boyfriend and I met up at a Quest. That is not what we do.
Can we thank Danny Minogue for giving us one of the great gifts in this show's history by recording you doing your slam ball? Great
yes,
work, Danny.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
what
Brian.
Was that?
I don't think we can play it again. I think we'll have to take a break, Fief.
Yes, please.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Are you smarter than...
Arena Spectacular!
It's the little train that could. The segment we do at 20 past six every morning. It's just a little quiz. It's a little trivia, general knowledge quiz that our boss thought was so bad he wanted to have it scrapped and taken off the show.
You remember that?
Yeah, remember that, Feb, that meeting where he came and he went, guys, I don't think it's very strong. Well, not only is it strong.
Now look at us.
We love it so much. Everyone in Melbourne wants to get on the show because we give away heaps of money when it jackpots.
Yep.
But we're going to do an Are You Smarter Than Arena Spectacular. 14th of September, everyone across Melbourne, put together your trivia groups. We're going to have a massive trivia night. Now, there was that little catch. We did call it an arena spectacular before we locked in an arena.
Yeah.
We got rejected from the MCG, Hisense, Rod Laver, Etihad. They've all gone, no, we're busy. That's a shame. And you know what? Bad news for them, because this is going to be such a good event.
It will be.
And we had lots of people ringing us and saying, you can come to our place. We had the Bayswater Indoor Cricket venue. We had the Forest Hill Footy Club.
Thank you, guys.
Sandringham Anglers Club.
Chadstone Bowling Club.
Chadstone Bowling Club. And we, you know, thank you so much to everybody that offered. Now, we did get contacted by Karen and her husband, who own a venue in Cranbourne that, honestly, it's almost like all our dreams came true, because it is the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne. There are so many.
Sounds amazing.
Well, yeah. You know what got it across the line?
Doesn't sound like an arena.
Yeah, but wait for it. They have a chipmunk mascot.
Oh, yes.
And you know how much we love mascots on this show.
We love them.
It almost meant that you didn't have to dress up as a mascot. And the venue's perfect. All the tables are set up. All the chairs are set up. The perfect number of tables and chairs. And Karen is on the line. Karen.
Hi, Fifi.
Thank you for offering the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne.
Hi, Dave. Seb and Byron as well. How are you today?
We would love to have Are You Smarter Than Arena Spectacular at the Chipmunks Play Centre.
We are so excited. We would love to have you here.
Oh, Karen, this is fantastic.
Really as advertised.
And you have suggested that we are allowed to have access to your mascot. What's the mascot's name?
He's Charlie Chipmunk, and
Seb,
he'd love to meet you.
Charlie Chipmunk.
This was meant to be an
Charlie
arena spectacular.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you know
what
the best thing about...
We have a huge amount of parking at the front. We're in a homemaker centre, so we can cater to over 300 people here.
And do you know what the best thing about this? I'm not quite sure if we've even put this in the equation. People can take their kids.
Absolutely.
And they can all play in the play centre while the adults do the quiz. This is amazing.
The adults can have a place too, guys.
Hey, what sort of menu you got there?
Oh, we've been working hard at a menu last night for you guys, and we've got a 24-hour slow-cooked roast beef.
Oh, my God, you're done. Well done.
And Deb, we promise you will not leave being hungry.
Okay. Yeah,
Karen, we are going to make the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne an arena for that night on September 14th. Thank you so much, and head to fox.com.au.
Wow, all the kids are there already.
Sorry, that's all our staff that have come in early today.
Well, we won't lie, Karen, you have offered to provide us with all that staff. Well, that was one of the reasons that you got across the line.
Huge game changer. Wow.
Most happy to do that. Our little daughter, Alexi, here, she's five. She's in kindy. She wanted to ask Beth something. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. What's her name?
Her name's Alexi.
Alexi, are you
Hello,
there?
Alexi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
What is it?
So, are you smarter than me? Come to Chipmunks and see.
Am I smarter than you?
She said, Deb, are you smarter than me? Come to Chipmunks and see.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, look. I do get along really well with the kids because we're on the same wavelength. So,
there we go.
Well, we're going to be there. And big thank you to everyone who offered. We did, obviously, behind the scenes, it had to cater for so many things and lots of boxes had to be ticked, and it was all ticked off by the Chipmunks Play Centre.
Great stuff.
And as I said before, we've been given zero budget for this, so
clearly.
Thank you so much.
I think that's very, very, very obvious as we host the Are You Smarter Than Arena Spectacular at the Chipmunks Play Centre. It's 23 past eight. Very good friend of the show, Guy Sebastian's got a new single. We're going to play it right now. Then he's going to join us to play a bit of Are You Smarter Than?
Fifi, Dave, Feb and Byron.
Are You Smarter Than... Arena Spectacular!
Guy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for playing the tune.
We're loving High On Me. You've got us high
all
morning. It says here on this piece of paper, High On Me.
Yeah, it's High On Me. I didn't want to correct you.
Byron got it wrong twice. I'm so embarrassed.
I didn't want to be arrogant. I let it go.
It's High On Me.
It's High On Me.
Mate, I listened to it this morning at about 6 o'clock, and it got me that up.
Do you know, Guy?
It's one of those tunes, hey.
Guy, what's really embarrassing is Byron credits himself with being the muso on this show, and he's got his own. own national music show guys and just it. Butchered yeah. that.
I'm going to take a photo of my computer screen here, guys. What this will do is have someone fired. I'm just going to take a photo of that.
Yeah,
on my computer screen, it says, "Hi on you, Guy Sebastian." So whoever put that on may not be working.
Yeah.
And nor should they. Nor should they. There's mistakes and then there's grand F-ups.
Thank you,
and
guys. Thank you, mate.
Thousands of people just went to download that and they went, "Nah, there's no song called High on You. Bugger it. Don't worry about it. Cost me a chart."
It's cost you a fortune. It could cost you the number one.
Well
it
done, did. Fox.
I think Taylor Swift will get it now.
Hey, Guy, I've heard this song and it's not going to cost you anything, mate. From the very first lyric, wah, you're in.
I know. It's straight in with that big...
Now, while we're all high and we've got you here, we do, guys, you know, and I'm sure you've heard about it. It will have gone around the nation.
It's the buzz around town.
Isn't it? The Are You Smarter Than Arena Spectacular at Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne. Guy, now I've got to warn you because we do want to do a little run through with you, just a practice round.
Yep.
We want to pitch you against Fev. Now, Fev did take on the Prime Minister a couple of days ago.
How did that go?
Well, the Prime Minister smashed him.
No, it was 2-1.
Okay.
2-1.
You'd think the PM would have a bit of general knowledge, wouldn't you?
You'd hope he would. Yeah, we said that to Fev. It's good that the Prime Minister beat you, Fev. He's running the country. Guy, before you take on Fev, just have a listen to his overreaction when he lost. This is what you'll deal with if you beat him.
You're smarter than. You're royally that. Me? You lost. Periodic table, I don't even know what that is. That is guess gas. Stupid.
Here we go.
He's really that. If I had won, it would have been your promo. I don't even know what a periodic table is.
It's all loser, Guy.
Sheep stations. Wow.
Wow, it's a big thing we play at 20 past 6, mate, so...
yeah, I get it.
But having a look at Guy, we've got a couple of photos here, and the one on the left that I've got, which is very visual, I'm easy taking on him. The one on the right, wow, you look good, bro.
You're as fit as, Guy.
Oh, thanks. I've set the precedent now. I was happy for years just being a fat, chubby little gremlin-looking singer.
Whoa, God, you're where I'm at now.
I've got to hold up this Peter Andre thing.
you're nailing
so
it.
So, Guy, are you prepared to take on Fev despite the fact he may get very emotional and overreact if you beat him?
Oh, look, he's a big boy, so I'm a little bit scared, but I think it's all good.
Okay, let's do it.
Here we go.
Guy Sebastian v. Brendan Favola, Are You Smarter Than? Question one. In The Wizard of Oz,
come on.
Which road led Dorothy to...
Yellow Brick.
Oh,
yeah. Fev's done it.
Guy, you got here. Okay, you can still stay in it, Guy.
Fev, he wedged in a whinge about the question, but then also managed to get it right.
I know, that was far.
Question two to stay in it, Guy. Which sport would I be playing if I was to be cross-checked by an opposition player?
NFL. No, cross-check.
A cross-check?
Oh, he doesn't know it. A cross-check. Guy, you're still in it.
And what are you talking about?
Yeah, time's up, mate.
Cross check.
Yeah. Oh, hockey.
Hockey.
Well, it was ice hockey.
Ice hockey, yeah.
Can't play that.
Too late.
Now, it's a best of three, guys, so you have to win this to stay in it.
All right, here we go.
Which Italian city is famous for its leaning tower?
Pisa.
Pisa. Oh, that was so slow.
I know it might be humiliating that you lost, but think about this. Fev's very happy right now.
I didn't even register. Didn't even register.
Guy Sebastian.
I was just in Italy. What's wrong with me?
It's fair to say he won't be making an appearance at the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne. I don't think he'll be part of that event, Guy Sebastian.
And just a quick
it would, it would be all right if it was someone cultured. It's Fev.
And then you do that.
Be careful, we'll call your song High on You again. And you won't want that. It is High on Me from Guy Sebastian.
I will be high on him.
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Is it amazing time? That time of the week where you call in with a story that you think's amazing, you want to trot it out on the weekend, and we give you some really honest, brutal feedback and say, yes, it's amazing, or maybe not as amazing as you think. We also give tips on how to help, put a bit of mayo on your story, fix it. We had something amazing. I'll kick it off. So 131060, call in with your amazing stories.
Ooh.
Yeah, something. Well, because I believe something amazing happened here in the studio about an hour and 20 minutes ago. So out of nowhere, Fev told a joke. And you'll be very surprised at the aftershock of that particular joke.
And it's a good joke, but I actually butchered it.
Oh, you did lots of things to it.
That's, okay.
What happened after you butchered it was extraordinary as well.
Didn't she, person die?
What?
That Reese, what's her name?
With a spoon.
No, with a knife. Boom!
Sorry, you say she got stabbed, mate. You stabbed and then it's like
that's
with
his,
a spoon.
That's his
what happened? Fev, he just blew out my headphones. I'm deaf.
Yeah, Fev's actually ruined the entire studio and now none of us can hear in our headphones, so we're going to take a break.
So what happened was he told the joke and then he got up, like most stand-up comedians do, Dave, you'd be familiar with it.
No, we don't. They dragged me into this.
It was a radio version of dropping the mic and he slammed his headphones down on the desk here and it blew out all our ears. So we had to get a tech in here to fix the studio.
That was amazing.
It's pretty amazing to tell a joke that was that bad and to get that reaction.
What do you mean? I blew up the system. It was a zinger. That's what you call a zinger. Boom. Dropped it. Everything went boom.
The studio nearly blew up.
And I cooked it. It's still funny.
I think you know that. It's a little
bitch. I don't care. I didn't bring it up.
It's his joke.
I didn't say it was amazing.
131060 is the number.
Yeah, I'm a bit offended by that. Anyway, 131060, call in.
Fefe told that story, not me.
Yeah, if you have an amazing story, please call.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
We will take a break. The joke was also fits the category of the story.
No, the joke was on.
Fefe, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing?
Amazing time. We hear your stories and we rate them. It's much like Australian Idol or The X Factor, isn't it? You come on, you perform and you get a critique.
Hmm.
I would have
brushed up a more modern reference than a show that hasn't been on.
I was just trying to think, what is a current show where they've got judges? Michael from Mernda, we can hear your indicator, which is the equivalent of crickets in the background. Hey, Michael.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Michael. What's your amazing story?
3 weeks ago in the Gold Coast, just having a few beers with the wife without the kids. And before we left, we've always got this thing that we put a bet on before we leave. So we walked up to the roulette table. My favourite number's number four. And unfortunately, it had already spun up number four. So we thought, stuff it, throw it to the wind. Put $5 on number four. What do you know? Got spun up twice in a row. $180.
Well, gamble responsibly would be the first thing we'd say. You don't always win. That would be the second thing we'd say.
Well, there is one man in the room. I'm going to look to you.
Yeah, I don't play roulette because it's so hard to win.
Oh,
so the fact that he won it twice is amazing, but he could have... Yes, it's amazing. Michael could have stopped that, was out on a night with his wife without the kids. That's amazing.
Oh, no. I was the same. I was like, winner.
Yes, a double. Amazing. Well done to Michael. The roulette, I think it's one chance in 36 times one in 36. So, I mean, statistically, it is quite amazing.
Oh, you're boring the audience.
Kate in South Melbourne. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Kate. We're in good spirits here, very generous. So what's your amazing story?
Last Tuesday night, my brother got attacked by a koala.
Yep, that'll do.
Well, out of interest, what happened? Where was the koala?
Well, Dad thinks that the koala thought that the dog that it attacked was actually another koala and was sort of going to try and mate it. But my brother was sitting inside and he looked outside and he heard the dog like squealing and he went out there and the koala was on top of him strangling him.
Come on, we've got to pay that. Yes, it's amazing. Your dog got attacked by a koala.
Terrifying.
My brother went to save it. My brother got attacked and he ended up in hospital with quite deep cuts on his hand.
Hang on.
Well, he should get tested too because koalas carry a very bad
chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
That's a good excuse for anyone.
That's definitely a downer, but a good point. Good
reminds me of one of those horror movies with Chucky. Just a koala on the back of a dog strangling
it's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Mate, and it's the animal kingdom version of like Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Like, who's going to win out of those disciplines?
Jess in Croydon. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great, Jess. You're our last call for a Friday morning. What's your amazing story?
Okay, so I live in Croydon. Last week I was in New York to exhibit at a beauty trade show.
Fev,
if you were a guest at a dinner party right now, you destroyed that moment.
If I was a guest at a dinner party, I would have gone outside for a dart.
Okay.
Yeah, so our apologies, Jess. You live in Croydon, you're in New York.
I'm in New York. I'm at a beauty trade show exhibiting. I just start making conversation with the girl at the booth next to me.
Turns out she's from just around the corner in Croydon Hills.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Yeah, don't shake your head.
It's extraordinary. And guess what, Jess? I grew up in Wonga Park, the suburb next to Croydon Hills.
Oh, so, oh my gosh.
Yes, it's amazing.
There we go. My school bus drove through Croydon Hills.
Yes, it's amazing.
I'm in Croydon Hills right now.
Yes, it's amazing.
You're getting smashed, Fev.
It's a really bad day to end a good week. It really is.
That's my favourite. Is it amazing ever, possibly?
Really?
I loved it.
I'm going to be flat for the whole
Only because I just had a jaffle.
Okay. And a coffee.
Okay.
The coffee's kicking in.
A thief stopped drinking coffee. It's become a problem.